This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Right.
This is on the air.
Is it really?
That's right, my friend.
This is on the air.
That hurricane.
All I can say is Dean is a powerful hurricane. It hit Jamaica and it wants the United States.
It's this guy.
Yep.
It'll knock
this
off
guy.
Your house's roof.
This guy.
Which is very bad for you. Because then it'll start to rain on your furniture, and in the video for the song, there was a dancing bee.
Sound like a little plug there.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This is on the air.
Right.
We have a blizzard of lights on the board.
Hi, Bob.
And every time I push a button, there's either someone sticking their foot out or saying a naughty word, and you're on the air.
Oh, dear.
You're on the radio.
Oh, Bob.
That's you. You're on the radio.
Oh, come on,
you're
Bob.
You're on the air.
What's happening, Bobby?
Hello, can you eat my poop?
Well, do you recommend it? Does it taste good to you?
Sounds like a connoisseur.
Craig. You're on the air.
Douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Bob's going to get really mad.
Somebody else seems to have joined us, but they're not speaking. Well, they're certainly not speaking. You're on the air.
Pussy!
Yeah. God. They
Blizzard of light.
They call and they belch. You're on the air.
Point. I'm here.
Still here.
Right, and you've just joined us. Hi.
Oh. Hey, I just wanted. Can you hear me?
Okay. Sure.
Or did you put on more than one person? I just wanted to know either one of your opinions on that whole, you'll have to excuse me for being a retarded. What is either one of your opinions on that whole Buzz Burbank situation?
Buzz Burbank?
I never heard of him.
Neither did I. Wasn't he Luther's brother, the guy who invented the marigold?
That's right.
And you're on the air.
Wow.
Hello,
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you have a cross wire, my friend. You're on the air.
Rob Spiewak.
Try it. You're on the air.
Rob Spiewak.
Two different lines.
Wow.
That's right.
All right, here's one more. One more from our buddy the Belcher.
Good morning.
Thank you for being adventurous. The music was excellent.
Well, glad you're enjoying yourself. I can't take all the credit.
New guy.
I think... Yep.
You mean you're not Wynton Marsalis?
I think Uncle Sidney warmed up the pipes there.
Must be Wynton Marsalis.
Motivated me, got me to the crossroads.
The crossroads of Michael Mara's taint and Don Geronimo's hairy sack.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. What is that? At any rate, I thought I recognized that voice that escaped from the depths of the dungeon. But today I am armed with the power of the finger. And so I have chosen to invoke that power. And now he speaks not.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Wow.
That was the joke.
This is on the air.
Right. Hey, Barney Fife, look at that guy.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
Hey, Barney.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay.
This is on the air.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Please.
That looks like baby vomit.
Everybody can suck it.
That's a good one.
You stupid dick!
That's a good one.
That's my new favorite.
Anyway.
That's it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That bitch! Stupid dick!
Oh, dear.
Here goes a big ass.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Oh, hi, everybody!
Hi, welcome!
Welcome back to themselves.
Welcome!
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 Don and Mike Show.
The show's going to be fun, man!
Right. Phone number, same as it was last week. 877-365-3636. No scheduled guests. Guarantees you a pleasurable show today.
Oh, we hope you enjoy yourself.
And let's start over there with Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
How are you anyway?
I'm well, thank you. You got a breaking news story for us? In case you haven't heard, the latest is that Michael Vick has, in fact, agreed to plead guilty in the dogfighting case. Everybody was talking about the fact that he wasn't going to do that his back was to the wall, that he had nothing to lose, and then, bingo, the latest is he's going to plead guilty.
Hello, soap.
Hello,
that's soap. About it.
So, but he really hasn't yet.
Not yet.
I mean, the breaking story is that he says he has, that he's going to.
He supposedly agreed to agree.
And we're going to have to wait till Monday? Is that what it
that's
is?
That's when he enters the plea, a week from today, officially.
So he's got a lot of living to cram into the next 7 days, right?
Yeah, because when you plead guilty, that's it. I mean, you're all done.
Yeah, he's screwed.
Yeah. I think it's the only course of action he could take, right?
Yeah, otherwise he would be looking at, when they add on...
5 years per like, dog that he killed. Right?
Yeah, and then the gambling stuff, which is ridiculous, too. So.
Right.
All right, Michael Vick is pleading guilty, maybe during the show today. Buzz?
Yes.
Will he be making the announcement that he's going to... And why is it orchestrated like this, that you're making an announcement that you're going to surrender a week from now?
Well, that's what I heard Monday, but I mean...
He's scheduled to be back in court on Monday anyway to enter a plea officially. Today, his lawyer announced on his behalf that the plea he would be entering would be one of guilty because he had reached a deal with the prosecutor.
I agree with you that it's a little odd that you're out there and you've committed crimes. You're going to admit that you've committed crimes that amount to, putting you away for, tens of years.
Felony, yeah.
And then... You get to chill for a week.
For a week.
It's party time.
Go home, play the Xbox.
Sure. Sure.
Kill as many dogs as you can.
Set up a fabulous party for the following weekend.
Get it all out of your system.
It'll be your last weekend. You just have everybody over. Everybody over that was that rolled over on you.
He'll be out for he'll literally be out for a while if he makes he's announced that it's almost like sending that don't forget the date thing when someone's getting married. He sent out the announcement.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if he pleads guilty on Monday, we still have to have a sentencing date.
Right.
So he's going to
be a trial.
That actually sounded like I've had too much weekend, and I didn't.
It's possible the judge will let him go on his own good word, on his own recognizance.
Sentencing.
Yes. Right. Happy Monday.
Well, you know what? Now he has a week to escape.
That's right. Slowly on a Bronco.
No, he's gonna be taken out by sled by a St. Bernard. With one of those big whiskey kegs around his neck.
Sled.
And also, whenever this happens, don't you think it would be great if he went in and he changed his mind at the last minute next week and said, nah, not guilty?
I think that might be trouble for him, Rob.
I don't know. Not really if he escapes.
I think he's screwed. Any way you slice it, he's screwed.
Yeah.
You had said last week, and a lot of people said the same thing. You take your lumps, you do your time, and that's it. You're done. And then maybe, just maybe, you can rehabilitate yourself enough where you can come back and play football.
If he does the legal system like he plays football, he moves around a lot. He's tricky. He might escape.
Okay. All right, Rob.
Rob wants.
Thank you very much.
Rob wants the chase. He wants the helicopter aerial view.
And if he does, I hope it's like that commercial. Remember the Michael Vick Experience commercial?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
Where the kid would be strapped into the ride,
and you're Michael Vick.
Oh no!
You see the people coming at you. Oh no! They're the cops. Run right. Run left.
All right. Well, goodbye, Michael Vick. Thank you for the breaking news. We'll let you know if anything on that happens.
Right.
Lot of weekend. I guess we'll start with that incredible 8 seconds on CBS News. And, what can I say? It's a screensaver for anyone
sure is.
That's into health.
I think we...
I don't know if they more...
We look good to start with. You get us in a position like we were in on Friday. We look even better.
I cannot imagine. Listen, I'm just... looked at that. But... Jesus Christ! How do you explain that? What do you say? Well, I'm reclining in a chair that has no back on it, and we're really getting into a moment on the show where we're really just laying back, and I'm really pushing my belly out. But it's like, yeah, you see me on the beach. So I look like on the beach if I'm reclining in a chair on the beach.
Well, I think I speak from experience when I say a proper recliner would have done us both. A better,
who cares?
Better sure. Justice.
Who cares?
Yeah. I think that we, we look like gummy bear.
I sure did hear from my buddies, though.
Really?
Did you really? Lots of buddies.
Good.
Lots of email buddies.
None of my buddies watch the news, so I didn't hear.
None of my buddies did either, but they did get that nice little one screen, that one moment that was frozen. Where apparently I'm going to give birth, I think, to 8 kids at once.
Yeah, that's the one that made it all over the internet. And,
what the hell?
My God, it's fat jokes. I mean, if we got upset about fat jokes, we wouldn't be able to get up in the morning, Don.
Nope. That's how I look every second of every day.
Mm-hmm. Even when you're looking fresh out of the shower at your glorious naked body.
That's it.
And so, I think, I'm on record for discussing my extraordinarily weight problem. My extraordinary weight problem.
Come on.
Thank you.
Hey, how's the diet, by the way?
Oh, who had, what day did you break it, Mike?
Yesterday.
I had Sunday. I win.
Winner.
Congratulations.
Incredible.
Winner.
Cool.
Winner,
and I haven't weighed myself since Sunday morning when I was up a half a pound, and that was all she wrote. Not because I gained the weight. I just felt so doggone bad on it. I wanted to eat badly. Although I'm fat and perhaps not as healthy as I should be, I felt a lot better after I broke the diet. I seriously did. Physically, I felt better.
What was the first food you had off the diet?
Good question. What?
Sorry?
Well, I hear you.
Operator,
know,
hello.
Click, click. I didn't know we were going to talk about this at the beginning of the show.
Oh, we can talk whatever you want.
Hello, you're on the air with Thelma.
Well, Thelma, here's how it affected me, Don. It affected me both physically and emotionally.
The way you stink up the airwaves, someone should check the expiration date on your brain.
Yeah, well, F you.
This is on the air.
I know it is.
That is the one moment out of that CBS thing that I truly laughed at.
Uh-huh.
The guy with us out there reclining, just going, this is port sitting, silence. And Mike says, yeah, port sitting. And then he says, this is on the air.
Incredibly.
How can you not laugh at the entire thing?
I was frankly surprised that we got as much airtime as we did.
Nice. All right, hold on. I got a ton of weekend stuff to get to. So when did you break it? Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday, I'm sorry.
Sunday.
Sunday, Buzz, big winner.
Sunday, I broke it, and it was emotionally affecting me as well as physically. I was a little testy. Most of the weekend. I didn't feel well. I didn't really feel well on this. I've done Atkins before.
Can you feel better
just
now?
Just kind of a similar, I feel a hell of a lot better right now. I'm on Weight Watchers again.
Yeah. What was the first food you had, though, when you went off?
It's not necessarily I think asking me the question of the first food I had.
The first bad food.
Would not be the appropriate question. Right. The appropriate question might be where I went.
Where did you go?
I went to the Great American Steak and Buffet.
I had Old Country Buffet.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Where the first two items that I consumed, the first item I consumed was a yeast roll.
Wow.
A buttered yeast roll.
Those are good, aren't
they? If you want that, incidentally, they call
now,
that.
Now, that's not Weight Watchers. So, I mean, it was yesterday where I just said, all right, forget it, and then I started
going on the
regular
diet. They
call
that the McBride.
Right.
The McBride all yeast roll.
Yeast roll, as many carbohydrates as I could jam into my body. Yeah. Yeast roll, rice, mashed potatoes, and that type of stuff. That's what I ate.
Bread pudding?
And no, I didn't eat bread pudding, but I did have a white chocolate chip cookie with a apple strudel. Excuse me. Just burped a little bit there.
Sure. That's going to happen.
Well, Buzz, you're going to win like $45.
I can't
Congratulations,
wait.
Buzz.
I'm so happy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods. How's
Hi.
It going?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you forgot about the most important thing about the Michael Vick case.
Yes, sir.
Now his brother might have a job in Atlanta.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, referring to Marcus Vick, the least talented of the Vick brothers, who's, I believe, playing in some form of arena football now. But in contrast, is the good Vick.
He's the good Vick. Did he ever go to the house when they were fighting dogs?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Hello. Is this a bridal suite?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods, we got us a fugitive. I need every outhouse, hen house, whore house, dog house, crack house checked. Michael Vick's on the loose.
I told you.
Oh, we love to laugh, don't we, when it's all finished.
Our fugitive's name
is Michael J. Vick.
Also known as Pookie Poo.
Ron Mexico.
A.K.A.
I want a search of every doghouse, kennel, humane society, Petco, and, you know, whatever.
A hard target search of every doghouse.
He's at the Petco. I'm sorry, that's PetSmart. He is at PetSmart. Repeat, PetSmart.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show, what's up?
Is there going to be a video clip of the CVS thing on your website?
It's up there right now if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, right on the front page.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Let me save you the trouble once you look at it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, keep the comments coming because we do appreciate them.
So this weekend started with the emails about that. Let it roll off my back because I'm a pro. Yeah. And I thought I'm going to go to my nephew's wedding reception.
Oh, he's nice. Nice time of year for that.
This is my nephew, Ben, that got married on the cruise ship a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
They came back home, and they had a party on Saturday night.
Great weather for it.
This is the wedding that Bart was lined up to be the best man for, and then he couldn't make it because he had school obligations.
Ah.
Speaking of school obligations.
Yes.
You know, just when I think that he's absolutely ready to launch.
Got it together.
God bless him. I know that freshmen go back to college today.
Right.
I had thought that being as it's a senior year, he's got one semester to go. His classes start Thursday.
Okay.
As far as I could tell from looking at the online cheat thing for parents.
Yeah, a lot of kids went back last week. A lot of kids are going back this week.
So he's been with us for a couple of weeks, and the plan was that he was going to leave tomorrow.
Okay.
His classes start Thursday.
Right. Good.
He woke up after I had left for work today.
Right.
Called me to check in, and I said, are you getting your stuff together? And he said, yeah. I said, when are you planning on leaving? He said, oh, probably tomorrow about 2 o'clock. I said, all right, that's cool. He said, yeah, because my classes are Wednesday.
Oh,
what?
Oh, dear. So Thursday. He's going to do one of those marathon drives and then go right to class. I assume they are not Wednesday morning then.
11 a.m. on Wednesday.
Okay.
So he figures if he leaves.
Drive all night?
You can leave at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Uh-huh. 2 p.m.
Arrive back to college by 10 or 10:30.
9 or 10 at night, right?
Or 11 o'clock. So, and,
or midnight, depending on traffic.
And right. Then, you know, get a good night's sleep
right.
Before you start this last stretch of classes.
You can do that with 11 o'clock.
Could work.
Yes, you can.
Did you suggest, or I know you probably thought that it might be a good idea for him to leave just a tad earlier.
As soon as I did, he came in with the preemptive, Dad, I got it under control.
Sure.
You know, and what can I say?
Right. You can't say anything. All grown up.
It was the life of the party Saturday night. I certainly cannot fault him today.
Oh, good.
So anyway, we're at this thing on Saturday night for Ben and Anna. And she's wearing her wedding dress. He's wearing the tux. And it's actually a pretty cool way to get more stuff from people and to really have two gigantic blowout parties.
You have one with the immediate family on the cruise ship, then you come back home and have a party for friends and family.
Right. So it was a really nice time. And Bart, now I have to be honest about this as well. Janet did say to Bart on Saturday afternoon, you realize you might be asked to say something tonight. And he said, nah, no way. Oh, right. And then he said, you know what? If that's the case, I'll be fine. I'll deal with it.
Oh. So, what did he say to you about driving to school? What's the line he uses? He's got it under control.
Under control.
Under control.
Under control. So it's about thing starts about 7.
Right.
And he had a ride with his gal pal and some other people. He was not driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he had had a couple of adult beverages.
Right.
And I had had an adult beverage and worked my way towards the men's room. And I'm standing there taking a leak. And I hear him coming. And he goes,
hey, Pop.
Yes, sir.
He says, I do have to give that speech. I'm standing there peeing, and I'm talking behind me, and I said, well, all right, listen, speak from your heart. He said, do you think I should say the S word? And I said, yes. Probably not.
Never a good idea. No. Never a good idea at a wedding. You've got such a variety of human beings there, you're going to offend someone.
I said, if you're thinking about that, you should probably replace S with crap, but only if S is absolutely essential to the tribute that you want to give. And, mm-hmm. and he said, I believe it is.
And I'm sure that did that tense you up just the slightest amount?
That gave me stadium stop.
Yeah, I would imagine that would.
Yeah. And at that point, while still standing at the urinal, I was virtually giving him the speech that I would give.
Oh. Yeah,
because I know how close Bart is to Ben, my nephew. They're like best friends their whole life. I said, you know, if I was you, I would get up there and talk about how much Ben has meant to you as a best friend, how Ben has been with you through the tough times, like when Mom passed away, and say how happy you are. And he's like, Dad, I got it.
He just wanted the permission to say the S word.
As he's washing his hands, now I'm still standing there waiting to start peeing again.
after you experience your stadium stop.
Stunned.
He says, okay, well, I got it under control, and he leaves. Well, then, let me see. We sit down to the first course of dinner.
Okay.
And he has some wine or something.
Right.
Second course, he, again, is still having a good time.
Is he still drinking the wine?
Yeah, but I'm watching him.
You're monitoring him now.
He's not sitting at my table, but I'm watching him. And at one point, I actually give him that De Niro thing, like from the movie, you know, I'm watching you.
Right, right.
And he looks back at me like, why are you watching?
At any point did you suggest to him, whether it was in the men's room or otherwise, you might want to go easy on the hooch if you're going to do this?
No, he was not. Listen, don't get me wrong. He was not fall down drunk.
Right.
He was just a little loose.
So you didn't feel it necessary to say anything?
No, he was loose and he was nervous. And I thought, if anything, that maybe it would help him get a little emotional. So we sit through the we enjoy the
That's right. That's what you meant to say.
All of the pictures.
Good food. Good drink.
Oh, very good. You know what? Right, Johnny. Good boy. We should break now.
Oh, I think this is a perfect time
right
to break
now, and then we'll be right back.
It's a hell of a tease.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.